T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. I tell you what, when you need a bear chased, Kevin Killeen, he's the man.
Good afternoon.
What a weird weekend, huh?
Yeah, the bear traipsed across my schedule when Saturday night in Webster, where we live. My daughter said, "Hey, there's been a bear spotted in Glendale." And I said, "Oh, that's a hoax." I thought, that's like, did you ever hear the great fluorescent baboon hoax? A few years ago, somebody took a picture, a teenage girl took a picture of a baboon from, like, Zimbabwe and posted it on Facebook and said, this was on my backyard. And it touched off this frenzy of the police issuing a primate alert. And Mike Owens and Chris Renier and Kevin Killeen were up there.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
the police were prowling around
staring
with shotguns.
At the trees.
And the teachers were calling the kids in from the playground saying, get in, there's a baboon. And
wow.
It turned out to be a hoax. So my initial reaction is, this is a hoax. But then I saw the video and I thought, hey, that's up at the corner of Barry and Lockwood, where I used to smoke Winston's and we'd sell Post-Dispatch.
Right.
And I thought, this is real. And I went out and talked to some people who said their brother had seen it. It was up a tree behind Mary Queen of Peace, and it ran into the dark and disappeared. I'm going all around thinking I'm going to get the exclusive story. I get home Saturday night, and my wife, who's always ahead of me on everything, she says it was on our street, two doors down.
Wow. Oh. That's Damn. Crazy.
Somebody going to a party took a video of it and posted it, and it went right across Mr. Shane's yard. He was a very quiet German, had an electric lawnmower. He'd go back and forth, have neat rows. Little did he know that this bear, you know, would be walking across his work. So that was Saturday night, and the bear disappeared. And this just goes to show, you know, if you're conspicuous, or you're in trouble, or people are looking for you, you know, you're not always going to be found. There was like a 20-hour gap where he wasn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a call Sunday afternoon. I was napping on the couch, and Maria Kina called me and said, the bear's in Brentwood. Get over there. And there was quite a circus-like scene in this residential neighborhood with brick ranch homes and big, tall oak trees. And up one oak tree, about 20 feet up the trunk, right in the palm of the tree where it branches off, was this black figure of a bear. And people were standing around, little girls looking out the Venetian blinds. And the, get back! You know, everybody had yellow tape all around. And then the bear meister pulled up, Tom Meister. He's with the Missouri Department of Conservation, and he's quite a methodical person. He hunts bears all the time with tranquilizer darts, and he got out this rifle that looked like Clint Eastwood or the McCloskeys, and he put this tranquilizer liquid in there, and he went up, and he sweet-talked the bear. Hi, honey, we're going to be okay. I'm going to take you out in the country, and pew, you hear a little percussion, and he said it'll be about 5 minutes, but it turned out the bear needed a second shot. And finally, you know, like somebody who doesn't want to go into the operating room, but they're under the swoon of the anesthesia, the bear starts to come down the tree and just went kafoomf into the honeysuckle below. And they picked it up. It was only 150 pounds.
Wow.
Most of us in the room weigh more than this bear.
Yeah.
Which is very convicting to me.
Black bear are on the rise. The number of black bear in Missouri are on the rise big time. And it's one of the factors why the Missouri Department of Conservation allowed this year for the first time ever to be a bear season. There was a bear hunting season in Missouri, and the huge population numbers is one of the factors for
that. I have
that.
To confess, so I don't know anything about bears
They're
in
like
Missouri.
Moving into residential areas because they're becoming so many of
so
them.
So out in the woods in Missouri, there are plenty of black bears?
Yeah. The problem is there's too much bear sex going on.
I've been saying that for years.
She really has.
850 bears.
Yeah.
And they want it down around 600, but there's so many. Here's what Tom Meister said happens. This bear was a teenage boy.
Okay.
About 2 years old. And he said, Mama Bear has a litter. And then the next time around, when she has another litter, she kicks out the teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for
love.
They're on their own. They're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Right.
And they wander up into this civilized world. Last few
As
years.
As you would.
Sure.
Looking for love.
And they have trouble with condoms because of their paws. So it's like.
We've had them in Baldwin. We've had them in the boys' bathroom in Eureka at some school.
That's wrong.
And now they have traipsed across. This is the first time they've come into the perimeter of 270. They're inside the donut hole. And
now we care.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me play you one cut. This was kind of a haunting from Tom Meister. He said, get used to it. This sort of thing, it could be happening again and again. And if I can find the cut, here we go.
This is the new normal. We're going to have bears in St. Louis. We got to get used to it. People love seeing them. People love them being around. We just want to make sure everybody stays safe.
So I'm just looking at your videos here. And to be clear, they shot the bear once thinking maybe that he or she would just fall out of the tree, but it wasn't enough. Shot it again. And then they were so sleepy that they shimmied down the tree themselves.
Yeah, they thought maybe he would fall out, just tumble out in a complete anesthetized state. But I guess the bear kind of panicked and saw it you ever see those movies like they slip somebody a Mickey and like Humphrey Bogart tries to get out of the room with the fat man and he knocks over the table? It was like that, like, uh-oh, something's happening to me. Yeah. I got to get out of this
show. I think the bear realized that it was getting unstable.
Yeah, it's like, I'm getting away from these people.
I need
people.
To get down so I don't.
Are we pretty sure that this was the same bear? That bear covered some ground.
He said he does think it's the same bear, that it was perhaps even the bear that was in Crawford County, Franklin County, Jefferson County recently.
Wow.
Because it's about the same size, about the same color.
It's a horny bear.
So what happens to the bear now?
Well, what was the name of the street where you live?
I'll tell you off the air.
They're going to relocate it way out in the country, and they tagged it, and they have a method of... You know, like when you have surgery, there's somebody in the operating or the recovery room. The man who shot the bear with the tranquilizer lets him go and keeps from a distance to make sure he comes to. And he's got his ear tagged with a number in case he turns up again. But they just reinsert him back in the Ozarks area, south of 44. 44 is supposed to be the no bear dividing line.
He's going to wake up like, dang it.
No kidding.
I came all this way.
Yeah, it's like chutes and ladders.
I was trying to get to the Galleria.
It's interesting to hear them say, though, like, this is the new normal. Like I said, I knew numbers were on the rise, but I didn't know that we would.
How
just...
big do black bears get?
Anyone know? I think about that. I think 200 pounds-ish, 250, I think.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
if a two-year-old is 150 pounds, maybe 300 pounds full-grown.
Yeah.
Are they, I mean, a bear is a bear, claws and teeth, but are they known to be especially gentle or dangerous?
In Missouri, there have not been any recent aggressions or attacks on humans, but if you Google black bear attack, they're happening in many other states where bears have been coming into swimming pools and going through garbage cans. So they say the best thing is don't ever feed them. Don't put your trash out the night before. Put it out the morning of, because you just don't want them hanging around because they can get nasty.
I can't believe it was two doors down from you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You could have gotten the selfie with it.
Yeah.
The selfie that we were all warned not to take.
Not just for your lack of bear, but for the bear in general. Just, I'm sure she had something to do with it.
So the internet says that I always get black bears and brown bears mixed up, which is very bad because one you're supposed to make yourself as big as possible and try to scare them.
That's the black bear.
Yes. And the brown bear, you're supposed to like cower to it. And if you get those mixed up, it's going to be a bad experience. So if you do see a black bear face to face, try to scare it.
Hmm. And the black bear is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
It looks like they can get as big as like 600 pounds, but a male tops out usually around... It says anywhere between 300 and 400 is kind of the average, but it can get bigger. A female is more around 200 pounds.
Yeah. Well, let me say something else about this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I'm on the show talking about this. This bear was the perfect tonic for the malaise that we've been in with the pandemic and the economy and just everything's been the same, you know, intractable problems of crime. But along comes a bear, and people want to leave their dishes in the sink and go out and see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I agree.
A once-in-a-lifetime spectacle.
I say bring in more bear. Yeah. Let's call Ted Meister and let's get dozens.
We can make this bear segment a weekly thing.
Yeah,
with Kevin.
Like Hunger Games. You know, like tag one with a Willy Wonka golden ticket. If you get that bear, you know, you win Applebee's or something.
Put a couple of grizzlies
it's been
on Pelican Island
now for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What's Pelican Island?
Up there on, it's either on the Mississippi, I think it's on the Missouri River up there where the bend kind of is there.
I got one more wildlife update for you. Yeah. Did you hear about the sinkhole today?
Just the fact of it.
I was out there in Lone Elk Park where many a time, my wife would go with our kids when we didn't have any money. Let's go out to Lone Elk Park, you know, see a buffalo. And there's this big 20-acre lake there that they built over a creek bed in the 1970s. And the creek bed is the culprit. It's like limestone. And this 8-foot-wide sinkhole opened up kind of 50 feet from the shore and swallowed everything that was within reach. So the water level dropped 6 feet.
Wow.
And the tourists, they're like buffalo or second attraction now. Everybody's caravanning through there to see the sinkhole. Because especially men, I was talking with our news director, Beth Coughlin, about this. For a man, when you walk by a hole in the ground, you just want to stop and look down there. And she further said, men want to put their hand in there, but men said, no, I'm okay where I am. Or women say, I'm okay where I am. But they think they can pour a slurry of concrete down there and plug it up and get the lake out of Lone Elk Park filled back
up. I wonder if that damaged the... I have fished at that lake many times. You have to call ahead. You have to reserve your spot with the park ranger. It costs a little bit of money, but you reserve you can, and then you're, and then anybody can do it. But they ask you to track everything you catch, you know, with estimates of how many and the size and all that.
How many fish went down the hole?
That's what I'm wondering. It's because it's an excellent place.
Maybe
to fish.
That's where the lunkers went.
It's an excellent place to fish, and I wonder if it's now been damaged.
Man, our tourism's gonna go through the roof now. Bears and sinkholes. Are you kidding me?
If we could get them in the same place.
Yeah, we could shove that bear down that sinkhole.
Plug it up.
Problem's over.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's got plenty of fish to eat.
How many bears it takes to plug up a sinkhole? Get Maria Keene on that one. Thank you, Kev.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's cool. I wish there were more bears. Chances of it of attacking me or my kids are really small.
There will be.
You or your kids.
Sounds like there will be more bears.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 324. Did you guys hear about the guy getting shot because someone thought he was a turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I've never hunted in my life, but I think I could tell the difference.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one.
Yeah, they put this guy on blast. I was watching News Channel 5 on Saturday night, 10 p.m. news. That's my jam. And they were putting this guy on blast. Like, just so you know, in order to hold a turkey hunting license in the state of Missouri, you have to agree to identify the subject as a turkey before you shoot. You're not supposed to do it by sound or anything
seems
like
fair.
That.
Everything you hunt.
Right.
You are, you know, that's definitely part of the training.
Plus.
You visually identify anything before you shoot at it.
Like, it's not even close.
No.
I mean, my mom kind of looks like a turkey. I mean, she's little and stuff. I mean, a full-grown person? How the hell do you make... Okay, I don't know who this person is. I don't know what's going to happen to them. But should something happen to them?
They shot someone.
Right.
I mean, you don't just get to shoot people. I feel like that's the rule.
Well said.
You don't just get to shoot people.
Probably the first law.
Kind of doesn't matter what's in your heart at the time. You still did something that really affected a lot of people.
Especially when you're out... I think the guy was on a walking trail out in Weldon Spring, like August Bush. So it's not like you're on your own property out in the boonies and there's no way there's going to be someone there.
Right. They were on, like you said, a trail. They were walking. Mm. Yeah, there's no excuse for that. It gives hunters a bad name if anybody's trying
and turkeys.
To defend that. And it may have been an accident.
It could have been. But
they could have just been overzealous.
Man, if it wasn't, that'd be cool.
They could have been overzealous trying to shoot a turkey without doing the proper steps of identifying it because they were, for whatever reason, you know, just like really excited or, you know, desperate to get a turkey. But
Yeah, but it was an accident. It's not an excuse.
Exactly. There still needs to be some consequences for that.
Rach, what else you got?
I just wanted to talk about this. Tell me if I'm being overly sensitive or whatever. HBO Max has developed this new show called The Prince, and it's based around Prince George, William and Kate's son. Mm-hmm. So it's an animated show, and it's supposed to be a satirical take on the royal family. And they announced it a couple of days before Prince Philip passed away. They said, The Prince, coming soon to HBO Max. Then Prince Philip, who was 99 years old, died, unfortunately. And they've pulled the release date of the show. Does anyone want to guess why? Because Prince Philip died, and they portrayed him as old and decrepit in the show. And I guess they didn't want to look bad airing it after he passed away, which makes me go, then why did you portray him this way in the first place?
Yeah.
The man was clearly going to die soon. So if the whole joke of his character, and I'm looking at an animation of him, I mean, it's mean. It's funny the way they drew him, but it's mean. The whole thing is like, look at this walking zombie. And then he passes away and they go, oh, I guess we better not make fun of him for being old.
Did they think they had a long-term...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Here. Did they think this would run for 15 years and they would never look bad for portraying him in this way?
Do you guys remember there was, I don't know if it was like a, I don't know if it was Fox or if it was like the Comedy Central. There was a cartoon about President Bush and the Bush family when he was first elected.
Okay.
And they were painted as hillbillies and it was like, the hillbillies moving into the White House, essentially. And it was right after he got elected.
Mm-hmm.
And it put them in a really, you know, not like, it wasn't like, it was just like really satirical mm-hmm. and really just like,
it was meant to be mean.
Hillbilly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a political thing.
Gotcha.
It was just like a country bumpkin thing. But it was obviously mean. Yes. And then 9/11 happened. It's like he got elected in 2000, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so by the time he's elected and they have time to develop a show, it gets on the air a few and within like 2 months, 9/11 happens and then they had to and they pulled the plug.
I agree with this one.
So that reminds
either be
me,
mean
it
or fun.
Reminds me of
just live with it.
Like you're being mean and nasty anyway. The only reason you're pulling back is because you don't want to deal with the blowback.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't take away the fact that you were being a giant jerk. Same time every night.
Welcome back, guys. 3:35 DGS. Going to talk to Jeff Pleben here in a minute. We have Dave Murray coming up. We have my buddy George from ThrottleNet to talk about that big hack and how you can avoid it. Wheeler's coming up. Hello, Chet. How you doing, man?
Hey, Dave. Good. How are you doing?
Good. So I was on the midday show last week, and they hit me with the Kim Gardner, complaint against lawyers, the bar complaint, and I didn't know that much. And now we're hitting you with the same thing. So walk us through what's the latest? What's going on with Kim Gardner and the complaint?
Sure. Alan Pratzel, who is the chief disciplinary counsel for the state of Missouri, he's the guy who's responsible for enforcing lawyer disciplinary rules. He filed a 73-page investigative report claiming that he had probable cause to believe that Kim Gardner violated various and sundry rules of professional conduct. Specifically, in summary, what happened here, and this is all in connection with the Greitens case. So once a prosecutor prosecutes an individual, regardless of whether it's Greitens or anybody else, they have a responsibility when the request is made to turn over a variety of discovery items, documents. So, for example, witness statements, they're obligated to turn those over. Anything that's exculpatory that might show a tendency to negate the guilt of the defendant, that's called Brady material by a United States Supreme Court case of Brady versus Maryland. That is required to be turned over. All of that is designed to give the defendant a fair trial, because if they've said one thing at one time and they're going to say another thing on the witness stand, that obviously affects their credibility. And so what happened here is that Gardner goes and interviews the Greitens accuser, interviews the accuser by herself. Now, first of all, that's a real problem for a prosecutor to do, because the prosecutor then potentially can put themselves in the position of not being the prosecutor, but rather being a witness, depending upon whether they have information that would conflict with something else that the witness would say, and there's no other witness available. So she goes, she takes some notes of this particular interview. She's alone. Then she turns it over, the matter over, to this guy Tisby, who is the special prosecutor, who now also is being prosecuted by the state of Missouri for perjury in connection with what he did in this case. So Tisby now, he goes and he interviews the same accuser. But what he does is he gets, according to the allegations that Pratzel filed, he gets a whole bunch of information from Gardner. In other words, what the accuser told Gardner so that he can adequately prepare for his investigation. So then it comes along. They don't turn any of this over to the defense consistent with their request. Along comes the defense and say, well, okay, we think you have this information. We think you've not provided it to us. We want to take the deposition of Tisby. So they take the deposition of Tisby. Tisby comes along and lies about a whole variety of things, according to the allegations. He says never got anything from Gardner. He says he never took any notes, and they turned everything over that they had. Well, turns out, and the court now gets involved. And so now what's occurring is that Gardner is going into the court. The defense is kicking up a fuss saying we don't have any of this stuff. And she now, according to the accusation, is lying not only to the defense, but she's lying to the court saying, hey, we turned everything over. We don't have anything. Well, then Tisby took no notes. There were no notes available. Well, apparently a video surfaces that shows that Tisby is actually taking notes as he's interviewing this particular accuser. And obviously that's evidence that, you know, the stuff wasn't turned over, and that's a Brady violation. It's a due process violation. All of that, ultimately, Tisby's deposition is taken a second time because of the discrepancies. He comes in, and now he takes the Fifth Amendment. And so now that puts Gardner in the position of having to testify as to what this accuser has actually said. So it's at that point that she goes ahead and dismisses the case against Greitens. Ultimately, then, a Missouri bar complaint is filed against her. That's when Alan Pratzel gets involved. In addition, Dave, to being accused of lying to the court, lying to the defense lawyers, lying to everybody in sight, lying, as a matter of fact, lying to her own people in her own office and concealing some of this, she's accused of lying to the chief disciplinary counsel in connection with his investigation. So that's what results in 73 pages worth of factual allegations in which he claims that there's probable cause to believe that she's violated, I mean, a whole litany of our rules and regulations.
So, Chet, this, okay, in situations like this, whether it's Kim Gardner and the court or it's you and your wife, either she's lying her ass off or everyone else is wrong. So what is her defense?
Well, I don't know what her defense is. I also secondarily want to know, apparently her lawyer filed a 40-page response to his to Alan's 73 pages worth of accusations. What I want to know is who's paying for that? I mean, are the taxpayers paying for that, or is she paying for it out of her own pocket? I guess she's simply going to say, you know, I really didn't know anything about this. I had no idea, despite the fact that she's sitting next to him in the deposition. She's defending the deposition, Dave, as he's lying and doesn't do anything to correct it. In fact, what she does in defending the deposition after the defense lawyers get done cross-examining Tisby, she asks him questions on redirect examination, which reinforces the lies that she knows about. Like, you didn't give me any notes. You know, I never gave you any notes. You didn't take any notes, that she knows full well that were not true. Absolutely were not true. So you know, whether she's going to say it's a he said, she said, Tisby is kind of out of the picture because he's not going to testify for or against her because he's defending himself in a criminal prosecution. And anything he says in that proceeding potentially can be used to prosecute him. So I doubt that he's going to weigh in on any of this. So, I don't know, Chet, but it's serious.
Yeah. What are all the consequences? I know she could lose her law license, but she holds an elected office. Does it affect that at all? What are all the consequences?
Well, here's what happens before that. So what will occur is this is Allen's 73-page investigative report. So what will occur is that a panel of lawyers and civilian people who volunteer for this stuff will be formed, and they'll hear evidence. So she'll have some due process in connection with these complaints. She'll be able to come in. She'll be able to present whatever defense she wants. They will then make a determination, this panel, and then the Supreme Court will review their findings and make a determination as to what the appropriate punishment may be, which could include nothing. She could be totally exonerated. It could be a slap on the wrist, a little reprimand, a little admonition, or it could be complete disbarment. Obviously, if it's disbarment, then she can't be the circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis. If there is any sort of misconduct and she's accused of lying to the court, et cetera, she can be removed. And I think that the process of that removal would have to come from the state attorney general, which obviously if she's disciplined, I doubt that he's going to be sitting on his thumbs in Jefferson City and doing nothing.
So, Chet, is this Kim Gardner's obviously a political animal. Is this a political thing, or is it simply like, we don't care who you are or what what connections you have. We don't care. You're good for it, and we're going to discipline you.
Well, you know as well as I do that what's probably, and I read a snippet of what the lawyer said in her defense, and obviously they're claiming this is all a political process. This is all payback from Greitens because she prosecuted Greitens, all this sort of stuff. But, you know, I don't see it that way.
Because okay, everyone wants to do Greitens a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, look, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, you know, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. And the multiplicity of allegations. So this isn't one time. Well, you know what? I didn't realize that he was taking notes. Why? Because, you know, I was playing a game on my cell phone or something like that and defending his deposition. So I didn't really know that. Well, you now have multiple instances. And I believe that probably some people, not the least of which is Bob Dirker, who was in her office for a short period of time, who was a former judge for many years and a very, very good judge, very credible judge. You may see him surfacing because according to the allegations that Pratzel filed, he was duped as well because he's saying to her, hey, I'm assuming that all these statements that they're clamoring about, and defense lawyers do that. You didn't give us this. You didn't give us that. I assume that we gave them everything. And she's saying, oh, yes, 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 we did. Yes, we did. Knowing full well, according to the allegations, that none of this went. So I'm going to guess that during the course of the hearing, the due process hearing that she's going to have, that he, along with some other people in her office that seemingly told her, you can't claim that this is work product. You have to turn this information over. One of her chief assistants made that comment. So, yeah, I think it's serious stuff. I think, Dave, if you did it, I think if I did it, anybody else did it. It's not just because she's, you know, a political animal in that setting that they're pursuing it. But that makes it even worse. She's a public figure, and she's responsible for the administration of justice. You know, the theory being she really doesn't have a horse in the race. She's just doing the right thing based upon what she believes
higher
the
standard.
Law is, enforcing the criminal law.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You bet.
553 DGS. So every Monday we record the Sweet 16 with Skip Weber. We played over 97.1 FM Talk. We usually do the Sweet 16. Today we recorded around noon. We did the Sweet 16 of Fictional Moms in honor of Mother's Day. And Tony put on Claire Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
And who knew?
Without knowing.
Who knew?
That this story.
Well, news.
Andrew made a comment like, oh, she's problematic. And Tony and I are both like, don't blame her for her husband's mistakes. Like, having no idea that this was actually in the news.
Her character's husband. Oh,
yes,
yeah. I guess that when you're talking about the character. Exactly. So I didn't even know this was in the news. So other people on social media throughout the weekend were, you know, talking about Mother's Day and just like we do on the Sweet 16 tonight, talking about great moms and, you know, fictional moms in television and movies and things like that. And I guess a couple people brought up Claire Huxtable, pointing out that Felicia Rashad, who played Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show from 1984 to 1992, she was revered by many for portraying the matriarch of a successful Black American family. So, you know, people were saying that here's a great example of a fictional great mom on this Mother's Day weekend. And then, of course, because there's always somebody out there to play gotcha and cancel culture, people were attacking her and saying that she stood by and allowed Bill Cosby to get away with all the things that he got away with.
allowed.
For all these years. They called her, some people called her an enabler. And this then, she, at least last I checked, has not weighed in on it. But a lot of her fans have rushed to her defense and said that, you know, neither Claire Huxtable or Felicia Rashad are responsible for Bill Cosby's actions. She was his coworker and employee, not his supervisor, not his co-conspirator. One user wrote, one, Claire Huxtable is a fictional character. Two, Felicia Rashad is an actress and not responsible for Bill Cosby's actions. She worked with him. That's it. Three, stop trying to blame a Black woman for this rapist's actions. So I agree with that.
Yeah, how is it her problem that Bill Cosby was slipping things into people's drinks?
I just think it's a perfect example, another perfect example of the madness of cancel culture. Someone listed a fictional character as an example for a good fictional mom on Mother's Day, and the internet uses it as an excuse to attack and get some social justice warrior credit and attention.
I wish there was immediate, immediate repercussions and consequences to making false allegations. You know? That's ridiculous.
They're just trying to get...
It's like blaming one of us if one of us was out doing terrible things.
Yeah.
She's a coworker. They weren't married.
Right.
It's so dumb.
Even if they were, if she didn't know what was going on, it's not her fault. Like,
so stupid.
This is a perfect example of the madness of cancel culture.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.